Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Do you ever find that your posture is so bad that when you do try to straighten up, it's almost like you don't know how to stand or sit up?
No.
No?
Go to the hospital.
No, it's a problem. My posture is disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah, I've told you that before. Go to the hospital.
Like, don't do it because I'll get self-conscious. But if you were to watch me when I'm outside with Norman... You know, I'm just stood there waiting on him to do his business.
Hmm.
You'll see me constantly, like, just straightening out my shoulders, like, trying to stand up straight and all this. I'm trying to, but the one that really fucks me up is trying to, like, readjust my hips.
Readjust your hips?
Yeah, because I tend to, like, stand where I kind of, like, pop my hip out a bit. So I'm constantly trying to straighten up and stand correctly. But it's very hard. It's very hard because I'm just so trained into standing like a gremlin.
Hmm.
That it's, I struggle to straighten up. It's fucking hard.
The one for me is, and it's, I don't think it's anything to do with posture. I'll stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my ribs are fucking breaking. I get like...
What?
Yeah, I get like stitch in my ribs near enough every time I stretch. And it feels like my ribs are going to break.
Do you know, because I think you're a bit funny with your ankles, aren't you? You know, once you've done damage to your ankle, if you go out, you know, it's, you're going to go over on it again.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like that with my knees. I've never like done serious damage to my knee, but sometimes I'll get up and I'll twist slightly and I'm like, oh, no, that nearly went. Did you ever get that?
No.
No. Oh.
My knees pop.
Oh, I'm popping, locking all the time.
Yeah. Like they've been popping since I was 22.
Yeah, but you know, you were very active doing different sports and shit.
Oh, I was fucking about.
Mine is just from inactivity and my body is... atrophied.
Seizing up.
It's, yeah. Atrophied.
You don't want to ask me.
There's atrophy about. Atrophication of the situation. The posture thing is hard though. Like, especially because obviously I spend so much time writing and whatever. So you're kind of hunched over a tablet or a computer.
So you chose to do a podcast.
That I did.
Yeah.
But it is hard, and never even mind that, just everyone nowadays, we're constantly on our fucking phones.
Yeah.
And just like head dipped, and just, it's a fucking nightmare. We're all going to end up hunched. I am. I've got a bit of a hump. I need to sort that out.
Well, haven't you seen them, like, images people have generated of how people are going to look in the future with the head, with the headset dint in the top of the head?
You used to always get that. Not in your actual head, but in your hair. You used to always fuck up your hair with the band, the head set.
This is news to me.
That took a while to say, didn't it?
When I'd go out of the house like that.
No, you'd usually notice it. Why don't we think it's news to you? You knew that your hair was fucked a lot of the time.
Not all the time.
No, a lot of the time. If you're playing a game and you come off, take your headset off. Big dint. Big dint.
Huh.
That was your gamer tag, wasn't it?
Was it? So my head had the flat spot and a dint.
Oh yeah, you got that flat spot.
Yeah.
Little flat.
What?
Little flat.
Yeah, I'm sure when I was younger I was dropped on my head.
I don't think you were dropped on your head. I think your father deliberately flattened that bit for his pint.
Yeah.
Because he did used to, didn't he? He'd rest the pint on your head.
Yes. Yes. It was a party trick as well.
For you or for him? Or it was a bit of a... It was a bit of a double act, was it?
No, party trick for me. Oh. As I got older.
Oh, okay. So your father was helping you make friends.
Be like, put a pint on my head, I'll walk across the room without spilling a drop, you buy me a pint.
How many pints did you get? What was your record?
I think I only got like one or two in my life.
Oh.
Not many people would go up on it because they'd look at my head and go, hang on a minute.
No, you can't see it. You can't tell you've got a flat head. No, you can't, honestly, you can't, like, your head doesn't look weird. it's only if you feel it. There's a noticeable flat spot.
Yeah, but what about when I had skinhead?
No, it honestly.
Oh.
It's not like, it's not that noticeable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Basically, for the listeners, it's where my crown is. So I can't see it because it's behind me all the time.
Yeah. So you don't worry about it.
What?
So you don't worry about it.
Well, I don't now. Now you've told me, but it's not noticeable.
No, it's not.
But you've pointed out loads of times, but I have a flat spot.
Because you kept telling me your dad used to put a point on your head.
He did. Or his coaster.
End table.
What?
End table.
Isn't that first side at bed?
What?
Isn't that first side at bed?
I mean, end table, I think of side of the bed or side of the sofa. Some people might consider an end table, you know, the ones that like on the side of the wall, possibly. I can't speak at all. Guys, I'm sorry. Neil said about getting sick last week, and like fucking clockwork, every time I'm going to get it the next week.
Yep.
It's always the way. So this time it actually makes sense, right? So Neil was around someone else. He got sick. Fine. Neil and I could be around the same people in the same places all week, but every single time he will get sick and then me.
Yeah.
Every time.
I need to stop touching people.
You do. It's become a bit of a problem.
Or letting them touch me.
Mm.
So are you ready? Do you think you'll be able to get through this?
I'm going to give it a bloody good go.
Okay. So, what you got for us today?
Today, we are going to be talking about Yukio Yamaji.
Okay. I don't know why I've got Yu-Gi-Oh in my head.
It sounds a bit like it.
Yeah, I'm picturing that straight away.
Were you a big fan of Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
No.
After my time, I think.
Was it?
I don't know. You okay?
Yeah. What about Dragon Ball Z?
No, not really.
No.
I think that was towards my later teens.
I liked Pokemon.
Pokemon was towards the end of my childhood.
Bollocks towards the end.
When Pokemon cards were a thing.
Yeah. It was 90s, wasn't it?
Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I was too hip for that anyway.
Were you? Yeah.
Like I did have some Pokemon cards. We're way off topic here.
About Beyblades.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Beyblades? When you get the little fucking, like, arena, and then you'd, like, pull the zip tie thing.
No.
No?
No.
No.
We had this thing where there were, like, these tiny little figures. You know, it'd be, like, little... I can't remember what they're called. Hopefully a listener can fucking remember. But they were, like, little monsters. You know, like... They're just all different monsters, and you just throw them at each other.
For what?
I don't know if you'd make an arena or something, and it was like, so you'd throw one at the other.
Yeah.
And if that fell over, that was yours. I think that was it.
Right.
So it was basically a bit like marbles.
Yeah. But more expensive, I imagine.
I was just constantly walking around at school with conkers and marbles in my pocket.
Old school. You did say Yu-Gi-Oh was, you know, a bit modern for you. The old stick in the hoop.
Yeah.
More your...
Yeah.
Your vintage.
Yeah. Hopscotch and all that.
Anyway, Yukio Yamaji.
Mm-hmm.
Yukio Yamaji was born on the 21st of August, 1983 in Yamaguchi, Japan. He came from a low-income family, and his father was said to have struggled with alcoholism. In January of 1995, when Yukio was just 11 years of age, his father died of cirrhosis.
What? I didn't know you could die of that.
Yeah.
Well, how does it kill you?
Destroys your liver.
Liver?
Yeah. Cirrhosis of the liver. There can be a few different things that, you know, can cause it, but excessive alcohol...
The flaky skin on your elbows.
You're thinking of psoriasis.
Oh. I was going to say, that can't kill you, surely.
Following the death of his father, the family's financial situation worsened as they were left in heavy debt. His mother worked in a supermarket, but even trying to find the money to feed themselves was a constant battle. In school, Yukio was reported to have struggled socially, and at times could act out in frustration, like one instant where he was said to have smashed a window with his arm.
With his arm?
Yeah.
Not elbow or fist?
Well, it might have been. I put that in there just to differentiate between, you know, what I would be quicker to imagine is grabbing a chair or something and throwing it through the window. He did it with his arm.
Oh, well, what I'm picturing is more of a shoulder barge, because that would be
possibly
your arm.
Possibly.
Yeah. So he's an angry little shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would act out in frustration.
Don't we all?
As Yukio finished his lower secondary education, he made the decision to drop out of school and instead obtain employment as a newspaper courier. I assume this was in an effort to ease the family's financial difficulties.
Okay.
Now, while working as a courier, Yukio is said to have met a woman who worked nearby, but his mother was not too keen on this relationship. So, possibly a controlling mother interfering in her one and only baby boy's first relationship, or possibly, most likely, because Yukio was still a teenager and this woman was reported to be 23 years old.
Nope.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. It is different for you, though, when you're the lad, from a lad's point of view.
You mean the praise you get?
Yeah.
Billy Big Bollocks
it's
coming
It's not
through.
Like you walk down the school corridor high-fiving, everyone's lined up either side and you're high-fiving everyone.
Well, that's what you're envisioning anyway. No, but I mean, that is the thing. So like, obviously there's, you know, it's looked at very different to if it had been a girl dating a 23-year-old lad.
Mm.
But, you know, we've said it before, I can't... People feel like they're very clear and they know what a guy's intentions are.
Yes.
Right? And yeah. I'm not arguing that. But I'm putting the question forward of what is the woman's intentions? I promise you, like we previously talked about, say if it was a 17-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, I certainly at 17 wouldn't have looked twice at a 14-year-old boy.
Mm.
I can't even imagine being a 23-year-old woman looking at a 16-year-old boy. It just, like...
Well, that's a man in the UK.
It's not a man.
Legal.
18 is an adult. Yeah. 16 is the age of consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a man.
What I mean is sexually.
Yeah.
Why is that funny?
What I mean is sexually. You sound like Joey in Friends. He's like, sexually. No, but... You get what I mean? People seem to downplay that a woman can be predatory.
Hmm.
And, you know, don't downplay right. Think about you at 16.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. And then picture how I would have been at 16. I mean, I was still 16 and a fucking idiot, but there's a big difference to how we would have been.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have trusted you to babysit.
What?
I wouldn't have trusted you to babysit. I didn't hesitate on that one. I'll repeat it again.
No, but what I'm saying is about like with the different sexes. So if you see a Facebook post and it's a male teacher who's been shagging a female student.
Yeah, yeah. Dirty bastard.
Everyone's up in arms.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
But if it's a female teacher.
Yeah.
And a male student. It's not all the comments, but they're there.
Yeah.
You'll see them and it's like, I wouldn't have complained. Or yeah. I bet he were loving it. Or...
Yes, are we still making it? Like, it's a bit cliche now, lads. Can we just, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
I actually told you about one only the other day. The female teacher had been at it with a male student. Got caught. The husband is standing by her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Through all the courts and everything.
That's no good.
Like, dick.
Well, luckily, Yukio's mother, you know...
Intervened.
She didn't think it was okay.
Yeah.
She was sane.
Yeah.
And what she was said to have done was make silent phone calls to this woman in an attempt to scare her away.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not entirely sure why... Ooh. I'm not entirely sure... what this means. I assume that Yukio would contact this woman through their landline so the woman would have known the number and then the mother, I think, pretended to be him, maybe breathing down the phone to creep her out or something. Because how are silent phone calls going to scare her away.
Yeah, you won't know who it is.
I assume she's making her son to be like a sex pest or something.
That'd work.
Allegedly. Either way, with the family's financial struggles increasing and his mother's interference in his relationship, pressure was mounting within the Yamaji home and Yukio was about to break.
Break what? Oh, okay. Mentally?
Yes.
Okay.
On the 29th of July in the year 2000, at the age of 16, Yukio attacked his mother. Using an aluminium baseball bat, Yukio beat his 50-year-old mother to death. And I imagine this was quite a vicious, frenzied attack, as there were said to have been smashed glass and damage to other items within the home as a result. But with his mother no longer an obstacle to his desires, Yukio would have been free, albeit for a limited period of time, to continue his life as he wished. But just 2 days following the murder, Yukio turned himself into the police and was placed under arrest.
Okay, I was listening, but what the fuck's just happened? We was talking. We was just talking about him at it with this fucking woman and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened? We're literally just having a conversation. Next minute, he's beating her brains in with a fucking aluminium bat. You usually ease me into it.
Yeah, I apologise for kind of just getting straight into it. There's not a huge amount of information on this case. So we're kind of just jumping straight in. And he was just 16 at the time. So he hadn't lived a lot of life before he started, you know, murdering people.
Hormones and that.
Well, when questioned by police, he told them that she, quote, did not tell me what she would use her borrowed money for, and that she, quote, complained about my father.
That's why.
See, as much as you're questioning, how do we get from A to B to C? You know, how do we just jump so quickly?
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to this.
No.
Essentially. He wasn't getting what he wanted. He thought his life was unfair.
Yeah.
So he killed his mother.
I was going to say it's a bit like Leslie Arnold, but no, it's not.
No, not at all.
No.
No. Due to his young age, the case went through the family courts. For the murder of his mother, Yukio was sentenced to a reformatory.
What's that? Like youth?
Yeah, but like young offenders facility. It was determined that, although Yukio seemed to lack guilt, they did not believe that the murder was premeditated and that rehabilitation was possible.
It's hard to tell when he's 16.
I mean, it does seem like he kind of, you know, there were some things at play. The interference in his, you know, quote unquote relationship seemed to have been kind of the last straw. But obviously the financial struggles, he claimed he didn't like how his mother was speaking about his father.
Well, I'll take it the 23-year-old did a runner.
She's not featured a huge amount in the story. It's kind of hard to kind of get to the truth of all of that. You know, again, there's not a huge amount of information on it.
Yeah. So allegedly she stayed with him, or allegedly she liked it?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I do not believe she had, you know, much more to do with him after the fact.
Okay.
Now, while in the young offenders facility, Yukio underwent psychological evaluations and was diagnosed with being on the autism spectrum. So with this, it may shed some light on Yukio's difficulties socially and possibly struggling with emotional regulation. You know, like acting out of frustration, quick to erupt, smashing the window in school, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
While there, he was also said to have gained multiple qualifications during his time there.
What qualifications?
I believe something to do with engineering. I mean, that's very vague, but I mean, you know, some type of trade behind them. That's what you want.
Well, you do, as long as they're all right in the head when they get out.
I mean, you would hope that for anyone.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it doesn't matter what qualifications they've got. If they're going to get out and just act the bollocks and beat people to death.
Well, that's no good. We don't want that. Yeah, and also, I'm not quite sure if he did receive much treatment, or if it was basically he received a diagnosis and that was kind of like, oh, there you go.
Just let him know what he's got.
Yeah, I do not know how much, if any, treatment he was receiving.
Right.
Now, after just 3 years, Yukio was paroled in October of 2003.
So he's done how much?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
For beating his mother to death?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because...
I thought Japan were a bit stricter than that.
So he was tried as a juvenile and it went through the family courts.
Yeah.
So they weren't as strict on him. Now, having said that... What?
Should have had me and his family.
Meaning what?
I'd have sentenced him to longer.
What do you mean? It's not the family make the decision. Family courts. Like where you go for like custody agreements. And things of that nature.
Oh, okay. I thought it were like...
Not criminal court, family court.
Oh, I thought it were like... Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
It shouldn't make it so fucking confusing.
I don't think it is, if I'm honest with you.
Just call it like child criminal court.
Okay. Upon Yukio's release, his grandmother suggested that he visit his mother's grave. But Yukio decided against this. Now, in Japan, there's a public holiday called Saigen no Hi, or Coming of Age Day. This is a celebration for those who've turned 20 that year, and ceremonies called Saigen Shiki are held to congratulate them on reaching the age of maturity.
At 20?
20. I believe it is since
been... Because you're out of the teens.
Well, I believe it's actually more recently been lowered to 18.
Oh.
Yeah. It's been going donkey's years.
No, it's
just... This is a very old tradition.
Oh, because when you said 20, I was like, oh, that's... Usually it'd be 21. But maybe they do it because you've just got out of your teens.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But 20, you're entering adulthood to me.
But if you've lowered it to 18, then it doesn't make sense. They need to relook at that.
Well, in most countries, 18 is considered an adult. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and look how that goes.
What you mean?
I think it should be 20.
I agree with you.
To be an adult. Why is that funny?
I feel like when you say something, you feel like it holds weight that people are going to do something about it. Like, Neil said 20. Let's think about this. Maybe we should change the legislation. So, not long after his release, Yukio celebrated his coming of age and, once this was said and done, he left and travelled around before settling in Osaka. During this time, he worked, or stole, from pachinko parlours.
A what?
Pachinko parlours, they're sort of a cross between a casino and an arcade.
Okay. This is gambling then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more fun looking than like the shitty fucking casinos we have over here.
Yeah.
A lot of lights. Someone like yourself, you're going to walk out with a migraine. By now it had been 2 years since his release, and it would become apparent that allowing Yukio freedom was a catastrophic error in judgment. In the early hours, on the 17th of November 2005, a fire was reported at an apartment building in the Nanawa ward of Osaka, and within the apartment laid the bodies of two women. But their deaths were not the result of burns or smoke inhalation. These women had been stabbed to death. Earlier that morning, at about 2 a.m, Yukio entered the apartment of a 27-year-old woman named Asuka and her 19-year-old sister, Shihiro. Yukio sexually assaulted the two women before savagely stabbing them to death, with both Asuka and Shihiro having suffered deep stab wounds to their face and chest.
Well done. Not well done for doing it. I'm saying well done for letting him out. Sarcastically.
Yeah, my eyes darted at you real quick. Yeah. I was like, wow, what the fuck?
No.
Yukio was later reported to have said that when he removed the knife from one of the women's chests, her physical reaction was to sort of lift up, and in doing so, arching her back. Yukio was said to have become aroused by this. He was also reported to have said that he slashed her hands to increase his sexual arousal.
The fuck?
He then stole 5,000 yen before setting the apartment on fire and fleeing the scene. It would be over 2 weeks, on the 5th of December, before Yukio was arrested after suspicions were raised about him.
What were the suspicion? But he's a vicious little shit.
He's a fucking weirdo, basically.
Yeah.
Is that fucking guy? You see him?
Not quite right.
Shifty looking fella.
Yeah.
Now, when questioned by police, Yukio confessed. No fucking about, no bollocksology. Yeah, I did it.
Okay. Why?
I mean, he does sort of tell you why. It's not really good enough, but he does. So, Yukio confessed that he lived in the same apartment building as Asuka and Chihiro, but that he was unknown to them. He also told him that he had disposed of the weapon used in a shrine a few hundred meters away. The blade used was a butcher knife. He then told police that his life had been, quote, exactly like hell, and, quote, I could not forget the feeling when I killed my mother, and I wanted to see the blood of a person. So, essentially, I just wanted to kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, poor sod.
During the trial, the prosecution argued that Yukio killed purely for his own satisfaction and branded him as a pleasure killer.
Thrill kill. Isn't that what you call it? Thrill kill?
No, thrill kill is more kind of to just experience the thrill of killing, whereas Yukio was like his own satisfaction, particularly sexual, it seems,
yeah,
in this case.
At the back arching.
Mm.
Weirdo.
His defense brought up that while being held in the juvenile facility for the murder of his mother, Yukio had been diagnosed with being on the autism spectrum, and whether he was even competent to stand trial.
Because of autism?
Yeah. So, fair in terms of gaining a better understanding of Yukio, you know, to bring up his diagnosis and any difficulties he faced or how he may handle a situation compared to someone who isn't autistic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fair. But also, the fact that we're discussing that he received his diagnosis while being held for the murder of his mother in a completely unrelated attack, which was under very different circumstances and years previous.
Yeah.
As well as his comments about wanting to see blood, maybe Yukio is a bit of a sadistic asshole outside of his diagnosis.
Yeah. He might,
do you know what I mean?
He might have autism, but is an evil little shit as well.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with his autism.
Yeah.
But you got to think, what else has the defence got?
Nothing much. After further evaluations, Yukio was determined to be mentally competent. His defence submitted a guilty plea and sought a life sentence over the death penalty, and stated that he would spend the rest of his time atoning for his crimes. But like you've just said, what do the defence have here?
Yeah, the only thing I can see where the autism comes into play is his honesty. When the police have gone, did you do that? Yeah.
Well, no, because you've also got to bear in mind social difficulties and how he may handle a situation if he struggles to regulate his emotions and becomes frustrated quickly and acts out.
Right.
That is something to consider. It's not, you know, again, it's not a justification, but it's fair to factor into him as a person.
Okay. I'm just going off of watching Atypical, how honest he is.
Like you said, though, to do with the defense, what were they really going to defend or argue on his behalf? And I'm sure his defense were incredibly frustrated and probably felt like they were wasting their breath, as Yukio seemed comfortable in receiving the death penalty and said that he was not afraid of dying. Yukio himself was reported to have said in the court, quote, if I return to society, I will commit murder again. So there's that.
Been honest.
He was also reported to have said, quote, killing humans is the same as breaking something.
Break? What do you mean?
I'm guessing he means like it's that easy. You know, he doesn't look at it as I'm taking a person's life. He's like, you know, you break a stick, you can take a life. It's just, I'm ending something. I'm breaking something.
Okay.
To him.
Yeah.
He doesn't see a difference. I want to break this stick in half. I want to end a person's life. And he said, I'm going to do it again.
Okay, that's a problem.
It is. It's a tad.
Yeah.
So, with this, there really wasn't much else for his defense to say, but, quote, he has no desire to live, and his feelings do not extend to the life of another person either. It will probably be impossible for him to sincerely repent from the bottom of his heart. So, you know, they're basically like, well, I mean, lads, well,
yeah,
I've got nothing else to say here. It is what it is.
This is cases like this where I don't see the point of a defense. Why are they there? Why are hired?
I mean, they can't, it's state appointed, I believe, in this case. They can't, you know, they're going through the motions, is all I can say.
Seems like a lot of faffing about unnecessarily.
I mean, really. I know there's a process. I know you have to go through it, but it's so frustrating when someone's like, yeah, did it.
Like, if I were on the defense team and he said that, I'd just be like, you know, throwing my hands up in the air, like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah.
What did you say that for?
It's a weird one. Like, when you talk about defense, right? Some people get very, they have some feelings towards defense attorneys.
Yeah.
And I understand someone feeling like, oh, how could you defend this or that person?
Yeah.
But you also have to take yourself out of that at a certain point and go, it's their job to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a certain line where I feel like, yeah, you know, there's certain ones that take certain cases and they want it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that are appointed and they're just doing their job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The judge noted that Yukio had not shown remorse for the murders. Quote, the defendant has not reflected on his crime, and it is unlikely that he will be rehabilitated. His criminal responsibility is too heavy. He stated that it was a, quote, cruel and outrageous crime. The defendant is dangerous, and he's obsessed with killing people. The victims were killed in unimaginable fear and pain, and it is inevitable to hand down capital punishment. On the 13th of December 2006, Yukio was sentenced to death. Asuka and Chihiro's father and brother were both present for the sentencing. Their father, Kazuo, said that, although he feels Yukio deserves the death sentence and that, quote, in that sense, the ruling makes me feel justice still exists in Japan, executing him will never bring them back. Yukio's defense did appeal on his behalf, but Yukio later retracted this on the 31st of May 2007, stating that he did not want leniency.
That's going for easy way out.
Quite possibly.
That's exactly what he's doing. But then I don't know what Japanese prisons are like.
Well, we had that before with the Twitter killer. Do you remember? He basically said the same thing.
What? Go for death penalty?
He was like, yeah, kind of get on with it now. Oh. I wonder, is the system not great? And they're just kind of like, you know what? If that's what I know I'm going to get it, I know I'm going to get the death sentence.
Yeah.
Let's get on with it. His attorney said that Yukio never showed any signs of remorse and was often uncommunicative.
Fuck is that?
I was fighting for my life trying to say that word.
What's that?
Uncommunicative. He was not communicating.
That's not a word.
Uncommunicative. You try say it.
Uncommunicative.
Kiev.
That's not a word.
That's a hard word to say.
I've never heard that in my
life. Uncommunicative. It doesn't sound right, does it?
Uncommunicative.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
That's, Yukio was very that.
That's actually harder to say than it sounds. Uncommunicative.
Yeah.
It's
a train wreck of a word.
Much easier to just say, he didn't talk and that.
Honestly, I literally used that word because it was the word used to describe him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think I'd ever use that word. It's just, it's too much.
He didn't say a lot.
No. Bit shy. Kind of bit quiet. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
On his final visit to Yukio in prison, his attorney said that Yukio had lost quite a bit of weight and requested to be executed as soon as possible. He believes that Yukio was suffering from incarceration fatigue.
He didn't like the food.
Basically meaning the physical, the mental strain of being in prison. It was really taking a toll on him. And he just couldn't hack it.
Diddums.
On the 28th of July, 2009, Yukio was executed by hanging alongside two other killers.
Hanging?
Yeah, executions by hanging in Japan.
Okay.
Why do you sound more positive after I go, oh yeah, that's how it's done? You're like, oh, okay. Hanging, great. Are you, no, go on. Are you in favor of hanging over lethal injection?
On him, yeah.
Well, no, not specifically. That's for everyone who receives the death sentence in Japan. They're hanged.
Can't go wrong, can it?
It can.
What do you mean?
It can go wrong if it's
physics,
not.
Physics, mate.
What?
It's physics, mate.
There's a lot more than just tying a rope around someone's neck. They have to make sure everything is lined up.
Yeah.
Tying someone, like...
Just make sure it's got a big enough drop.
I don't want to say as humane as possible. That doesn't really apply, but you understand what I mean. For them to do it as efficiently as they can. Engineering and that.
Do you know what I think should come back so quick and easy? Guillotine.
Why don't you get the ball rolling on that one?
I've got a lot of balls rolling at the minute.
Balls all over the place.
Yeah.
Yukio remained silent as he was being led to his death and chose not to speak any last words. At just 25 years of age, Yukio was one of the youngest to be executed in more recent years in Japan. I have to be honest with you, I can't quite get over the fact that Japan has the death penalty and how it's handled. The fact that it's by hanging and that there's not really any warning for it. I believe you're told the day of the hanging.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like they're literally like, right, come on, we're doing this now.
Well, it's in case of a breakout, isn't it?
What?
It's in case of a breakout, I'd have thought.
Like a prison escape?
Yeah. Say if you've got 2 weeks. Say I'm in Slammer. They put you on death row and it might be 2 weeks or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know you've got 2 weeks or 2 months to get me out.
To dig your way out of there?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, like putting a spoon in a cake or however else they do it.
Yeah. You could go for the dummies like Leslie Arnold did. Remember?
See, I know what you'd do. You'd do something stupid, like, so I'd be like, send me in a nail file. It's easily, like, hidden in the rectum and that. And then...
Isn't the file usually in the cake?
Well, you can't send me cake anymore. That's not a thing.
You wouldn't be to put up me fucking bendy rectum.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So put it up your rectum and bring it me in. You'd bring me in one of your fucking, what are they called? Claire's fucking nail file.
Jessica.
A Jessica nail file. And I'd be like, no, this is to go through a wall. This is to file down a wall.
Yeah.
I need a metal one. And you'll be like, yeah, but these are the best on the market. I only use these.
You ungrateful little shit. But yeah, no, I mean, I find it quite odd that it's still a thing in Japan and the hanging thing. You know, there's a lot of oddity around the death penalty in Japan. And apparently it's pretty widely supported there.
Hmm. I think for that reason, there's no messing about. They just go out and say, today's your last day. Enjoy it.
Obviously you can't answer this, but what do you think? If you were on death row, like, would you prefer that?
Sooner the better, yeah.
No. I'm not saying the sooner the better. You could be waiting there years. But I'm saying you could be there 2 years. You could be there 20 years. And then you wake up one day and they go, right, come on. You're going to the chamber.
Yeah, I don't think it'd bother me.
While we're on the topic, Takahiro, the Twitter killer, mm-hmm. who previously talked about, he was executed on the 27th of June, 2025, at the age of 34. I know I shared an article about it in the Facebook group, but I don't think we ever did a little update on the podcast.
No.
But there you go. He has also since been executed.
Are we pouring one out?
For the Twitter killer? No, not so much.
Okay.
No. Now, the year previous to the execution, Asuka and Chihiro's father had been in poor health after suffering from a stroke. Following Yukio's death sentence being carried out, Asuka and Chihiro's father said, quote, which will come first, my own death or the execution? That's all I've been thinking about. Now I have something to take with me to my daughters when it's my time to go.
What do you mean to? Oh, okay. When he sees him, he can go, oh, he's dead. The young him.
He's gone.
Yeah. He's over there, look.
Hopefully not. But yeah, that is the case of Yukio Yamaji, the Osaka sister killer.
And his mother.
And his mother.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the case. It becomes known as the Osaka sister killer.
Just to Hollywood it a bit.
Well, I'm going to take a guess. The murder of his mother wasn't massively reported on, at least in comparison, because he was a juvenile.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there really isn't a huge amount of information out there on this case. But shout out to the amazing author and co-host of Morbidology, Emily. She actually did a write-up about this shy talk. Also, she's Irish, so, you know,
yeah.
What an icon.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did a promo swap with Emily and someone said that they couldn't tell the difference between me and Emily speaking? Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't get that one. I didn't understand that one.
No, me and Emily have very different accents.
Yeah, that's like getting me confused with a Glaswegian.
No, I don't think it's quite the same, but I don't think you, like, I wouldn't. Obviously, I wouldn't. I'm Irish. I can tell the accents better, but I wouldn't confuse, like, even you with someone from Leeds. I think I'd be quicker to notice the difference. I wouldn't always be able to tell the difference, but I can, you know, usually I can kind of.
Yeah, West Yorkshire, the more nasally.
They love their vowels.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gah.
They're very like that. And then you're more.
Yeah, that's exactly what I sound like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like fighting for breath. As you a bit like me with this dose on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly. Yeah.
They
it's
really,
uncanny. I thought I was sat over there.
Do you know
there,
what it
then?
Is? They almost sing the vowels, whereas you grunt them out.
Sing the vowels?
Yeah, it's very.
Nah.
Ah?
Nah.
Anyway, what did you think of old Yuki over there?
A dirty little bastard, innit?
Mm.
Vicious.
Yep.
Bit of the silent type.
Mm. Yes.
And wanted the easy way out. So, an all-round prick.
Do you want me to trigger you even more?
Go on.
So, someone did a Find My Grave for Yukio.
Okay.
So on Yukio's Find a Grave page.
Yeah.
There's a post that says he's so fine. And apparently that is a thing. I did read in another article that he has like a little.
Fuck
little,
off.
Little following of girls who are like, oh my God, he's so cute.
What is wrong with you lot?
You lot?
Well, then again, no, because. On the man's side, you often see.
You've just talked about the teacher thing.
Yeah, yeah. And is that I could fix her.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, what are we doing here, lads?
Yeah.
You know? It's just, like, do you know what? Like, he's not like an unattractive guy. But
no,
he's
no.
not like, no, no, but what I'm saying, he's not even like, he is like stunning, like, vision, he may be a murderer, but like it's like he's shockingly beautiful.
Yeah.
It like there's not, and again, I'm not trying to shit on the guy's appearance or whatever. It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's just there's a picture of him in a car and he's kind of smirking. And you can tell these girls have seen it and they're like, oh my God. It's like the weird when they kind of downplay sadistic, twisted, fucking rapist and killer to bad boy.
Yeah.
This isn't some guy who's like robbed a pack of smokes out the shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Madness.
It, not the band.
Yeah. So, oddity.
The amputee.
Okay.
You're not biting, though. I feel like every time I give the title of the oddity,
yeah,
you want to say something.
Yeah, but I don't know what's amputee. Yeah. I don't know what's been cut off.
Yeah. Oh, you're trying to be respectful at this point.
Up to now, yeah.
Yeah. You're literally biting your lip not to say something here.
Yeah.
I can see you. 49-year-old Neil Hopper was a vascular surgeon who, in his career, carried out hundreds of amputation operations. Then, in May of 2019, the roles were reversed and Neil was the one to undergo surgery. Neil had to have his own legs amputated below the knee, also known as a transtibial amputation due to a, quote, mystery illness. But with the help of some prosthetics, Neil was back to work in under 6 months. That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Wait, so he had his legs off?
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, he's taking other people's legs off?
Yeah. Back at it.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
6 months, like, I have no fucking clue. It seemed a very short turnaround period to me.
Not half,
yeah. Now, things got a bit worse for Neil when in March of 2023, he was arrested. And then in December of that year, he was suspended from the medical register. It turns out the mystery illness that Neil had gone through was actually self-inflicted.
Neil, what do you mean?
It wasn't a mystery illness. He had inflicted damage to his own body.
So why would he get arrested for that?
Oh, you're going to find out.
Oh.
Neil had used ice and dry ice in order to freeze his legs, causing the need for amputation. But why? Why would Neil do this?
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Some sort of fiddle.
Fiddle?
Yeah.
You think an insurance job?
Yeah.
No. It turns out Neil had quite the kink. He was particularly fond of the old body mutilation. You okay, Neil? You, Neil, not this Neil. You look like you're about to get up and leave. You've actually sat right up, adjusted your mic for whatever you're about to say.
Is this... No, because I don't... Is this a height thing?
What?
Is this... If he's got no legs, he's able... Is this a sexual thing?
It's sexual. It's not to do with height.
Is this so he can take off his prosthetics?
Prosthetics, yeah.
Yeah. And it can, like, get a better angle on these amputee holes.
Amputee holes?
I don't know what they're called.
Neil is the one who's had the amputation.
Yeah, but he also does amputations.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm saying is, so you're saying he's got a kink?
Yeah.
About?
Body mutilation.
Yeah. So what I've got in my head is, so he's got a patient who's under. Yeah, they're out of it.
Yeah.
And
but he wouldn't be the only surgeon in the room.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't.
No, yeah, no.
Right, so explain.
It turns out Neil had purchased multiple pornographic films featuring mutilation, specifically men willing to have their genitals removed.
Dirty old bastard.
Neil was charged with insurance fraud and possessing extreme pornography. The judge noted that Neil had no previous convictions and that he did appear to be remorseful. The bigger issue he felt was the, quote, level of harm within the pornography, which he described as being, quote, exceptionally high. Neil pleaded guilty and was jailed for 2 years and 8 months. So, like you mentioned, your initial thought was fraud.
Yeah.
So he did commit fraud, but it wasn't the driving force. But in total, Neil had claimed over £466,000. So again, the money may not have been the motivation, but then greed took over.
So it's just not worth it. Like, so you got all that, yeah? But then you only do 2 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to go back out into civilization and everyone knows that
knows
you're a
your
dirty old bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't want 2 years. I'd want the death penalty. I wouldn't be able to go back out.
They're not going to give him the death penalty for that, though.
No, I'd request it.
Would you?
I'd demand it, actually. I'd insist.
You don't want leniency if this is you.
Well, it's not that. I'm not going back out there. Tear me limb from limb.
No, I'm quoting Yukio here.
Oh, yeah.
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 Doesn't want leniency.
No.
The good guy that he is.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be shown leniency. Yeah. I think, I don't think Neil's going to really go for that. This Neil, again, not you.
Well, think twice when he gets dragged out at Black Horse on a Friday night.
Well, this is the thing that really annoys me.
On his stumps.
This is the thing that really annoys me about this guy. So it wasn't his plan. He wasn't doing this for insurance money.
Yeah.
But he, again, he got carried away with himself, and he had even messaged a friend saying that he was going to, quote, milk it in regards to the claims. So once he got a sniff of the money, yeah, he was like, fuck it. Like, fuck this guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck him.
Not to mention that Neil was loving the media attention as a result of the amputation, even appearing on This Morning to speak about it.
What?
Yeah, that's what's called This Morning, that British morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if, or is it Good Morning Britain? Is it different now? Or is that a different show?
You know the one I'm on about with your man.
Richard and Judy.
Is it? No, they're long gone, aren't they?
Yeah, but they were on it.
Yeah, but that was fucking years ago.
Yeah, fucking Philip Schofield.
It was that man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're one.
Ollie Willoughby.
They're gone now, though, I think. Yeah. After things transpired.
Yeah. Can I just say as well, I don't know if this will pick up audibly, but your face lights up every time you say the word Neil. You love the fact, but this dirty old bastard is called Neil.
I would never.
Yeah.
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 No, surely not. I do a bit, if I'm being honest with you. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Quote, his motivations were a combination of obsession with removing parts of his own body and a sexual interest in doing so. It seems to have been a long-standing ambition of his. It was also said that Neil suffered from body dysphoria since he was a child and felt that his feet were a, quote, unwelcome extra and a, quote, persisting, never-ending discomfort. Now, if that's true, I feel for the guy. It must be difficult to be going through something like that.
What?
If you have body dysphoria and you feel like this part doesn't belong in your body, okay?
All right.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Right. two things. Because you're feeling sorry for the...
No, I'm not. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth.
No. Do you know what I take that as? I could be wrong. I doubt it. I take it as he wants an excuse, like, so he doesn't need his feet. I'm lazy. I don't want to walk. I want to go in a wheelchair.
No. That's not what I'm saying, right? I'm saying if he is suffering from a psychological condition that caused him to feel this way, I feel for the guy. You know, imagine feeling like something that's on your body doesn't belong to you. You're not comfortable in your body.
Yeah.
That's horrible and that's difficult for him to go through.
Yeah.
But if we're to run with that... But it doesn't excuse the fact that he was loving the attention and also exploiting the situation for monetary gain. So, bollocks to that, I think they've thrown that in last minute.
Yeah.
To lessen the blow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I don't believe it.
I'm just saying, if that was the case, I could feel bad for him. But he was looking at...
I feel nothing.
He was looking at mutilation pornography.
Yeah.
So... That kind to me, it seems to kind of go out the window. I can't.
Well, if he wants stuff lobbing off, they should have lobbed off his prick.
Well, he was watching it. That was the contents.
Yeah, like you should have done that to him.
Who do that to him? You think he should have volunteered to star in one of these films?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or give yourself a disease in that area, so it needs lobbing off.
Hmm.
And then. He wouldn't have been able to play without then when watching these dirty films.
Understandably, following the news of what Neil had done and that he had a sexual interest in mutilation, there was concerns raised about his time as a surgeon. They did carry out an investigation and said that they found, quote, no evidence whatsoever to indicate any risk or harm to patients. Although some former patients were concerned that they may have had to undergo surgery that was not necessary. And just to give the other side of that, one of his former patients whose foot was amputated due to arthritis said, quote, he was great, very supportive of the situation. He gave me loads of information about it and told me to have a really good think about it, and I did. So at least one of his patients is coming forward to say, look, I never felt pushed.
Yeah.
He was very kind of like, it's up to you, have a think, make your decision.
It's now you've said that, there is no doubt in my mind that with his interests and his kinks, there is no way he didn't film and do stuff while them patients were under.
Look, they've done an investigation. They are saying their claim is that nothing, no risk harm to patients.
Mm.
But I mean, to be honest with you, even if he carried everything out correctly.
Yeah.
You know, look, it is concerning that someone with that level of interest who could be enjoying being a part of the operation, you know, to put it very simply, it's a conflict of interest kind of thing, if you get what I mean.
Well, this is the
if
same.
If you have that kind of an interest in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Their word don't mean anything to me, them saying that they've done their investigation and they can't find anything. You know, they didn't catch Jimmy Savile.
I think it's very valid when former patients are saying, did I undergo surgery unnecessarily?
Hmm.
You know, that you would think that if you had been a patient of his.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Neil has said that he does not regret the operations, but, quote, bitterly regrets the dishonesty about the cause. He's happy he's had the amputation. He's delighted himself.
Right.
He's just saying he wish he hadn't
fraudulently done it.
Mm. What do you think of that?
Fuck him.
Not a fan?
No.
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 I don't think many
can change
are.
His fucking name and all.
Neil Hopper? That's a bit of a fucking unfortunate name, given the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on now. Maybe he was into it.
What?
Neil Hopper. Maybe he was into his name.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Dirty old bastard.
Not for me to say.